ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka, text number 24. Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Dwarkaya Kulastriya. Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Harmyani Arurhur Vipra.
Harmyanya Arurhur Vipra.
Harmyani Arur. Arurhur Vipra.
Harmanya Arurhur Vipra.
Tad Ikshana Mahotsavaha.
Tad Ikshana Mahotsavaha.
Tad Ikshana Mahotsavaha.
Tad Ikshana Mahotsavaha.
Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Harmyanya Arurhur Vipra.
Harmyanya Arurhur
Tad Ikshana Mahotsava.
Tad Ikshana Mahotsava.
Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Harmyani Arurhur Vipra.
Harmyani Arurhur Vipra.
Tad Ikshana Mahotsava.
Tad Ikshana Mahotsava. Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Raja Margam Gate Krishne.
Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Dwarakaya Kulastriya.
Harmyanya Arurhur Vipra.
Harmyani Arurhur Vipra.
Tad Ikshana Mahotsava.
Tad Ikshana Mahotsava. Raja Margam.
Raja Margam.
The public roads.
The public roads.
Gate.
Gate.
While passing over.
While passing over.
Krishne.
Krishne.
By Lord Krishna.
By Lord Krishna.
Dwarakaya.
Dwarakaya.
Of the city of Dwarka.
Of the city of Dwarka.
Kulastriya.
Kulastriya.
Ladies of the respectable families.
Ladies of the respectable families.
Harmyani.
Harmyani.
On the palaces.
On the palaces.
Aruruhu.
Aruruhu.
Got up.
Got up.
Vipra.
Vipra.
O Brahmanas.
O Brahmanas.
Tad Ikshana.
Tad Ikshana.
Just to look upon him, Krishna.
Just to look upon him, Krishna.
Maha Utsavaha.
Maha Utsavaha.
Accepted as the greatest festival.
Accepted as the greatest festival.
Translation. When Lord Krishna passed over the public roads, all the ladies from the respectable families of Dwarka went up to the roofs of their palaces just to have a look at the Lord. They considered this to be the greatest festival. A purport by Srila Prabhupada. To have a look at the Lord is a great festival occasion, undoubtedly, as it was considered by the metropolitan ladies of Dwarka. This is still followed by the devout ladies of India, especially during the days of the Julan and Janmashtami ceremonies. The ladies of India still throng up in the greatest number at the temple of the Lord. where his transcendental, eternal form is worshipped. The transcendental form of the Lord installed in a temple is not different from the Lord personally. Such a form of the Lord is called Archa Vigraha or Archa Incarnation and is expanded by the Lord by his internal potency just to facilitate the devotional service of his innumerable devotees who are in the material world. The material senses cannot perceive the spiritual nature of the Lord, and therefore the Lord accepts the Archa Vigraha, which is apparently made of material elements like the earth, wood, and stone, but actually there is no material contamination. The Lord, being Kaivalya, one alone, there is no matter in him. He is one without a second, and therefore the Almighty Lord can appear in any form without being contaminated by the material conception. Therefore, festivities in the temple of the Lord, as held generally, are like festivals performed during the manifested days of the Lord of Dwarka about 5,000 years ago. The authorized acharyas who know the science perfectly install such temples of the Lord under regulated principles just to offer facilities to the common man. But persons who are less intelligent, without being conversant with the science, mistake this great attempt to be idol worship and poke their nose into that into which they have no access. Therefore, the ladies or men who observe festivals in the temple of the Lord just to have a look at the transcendental form are 1,000 times more glorious than those who are non-believers in the transcendental form of the Lord. It appears from this verse, from the verse, that the inhabitants of Dwarka were all owners of big palaces. This indicates the prosperity of the city. The ladies got up on the roofs just to have a look at the procession and the Lord. The ladies did not mix with the crowd on the street, and thus their respectability was perfectly observed. There was no artificial equality with the man. Female respectability is preserved more elegantly by keeping the women separate from the men. The sexes should not mix unrestrictedly. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nivipadena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation again. When Lord Krishna passed over the public roads, all the ladies from the respectable families of Dwarka went up to the roofs of their palaces just to have a look at the Lord. They considered this to be the greatest festival. So, seeing the Lord is the greatest festival, is to see the Lord. So Prabhupada talks about how, just like 5,000 years ago, we are hearing in this chapter, so many people came to see Krishna. They would come, all different classes of people, young and old, high class and respectable people, and people who were not so respectable, but they would all come to see Krishna. So Prabhupada says, in the same way, people come to see the deity. People like to go and see the form of the Lord. We see big crowds of people now when you go to temples. We're seeing, like at Tirupati Balaji, thousands of people every day. It's the biggest tourist attraction in the whole of India. Nowhere attracts people in India more than Tirupati. The temples attract more people than anything else. You know, there are wonders of the world like the Taj Mahal. People say it's very beautiful. It attracts people. But the crowds are nothing compared to the people who come to see the Lord, who want to see the form of the deity. And there are many great temples all around India. Beautiful temples, beautiful deities. So, this, why do, because the people just want to see the Lord. This is a festival. Krishna's all attractive, and just seeing Krishna's form is so pleasing and satisfying for the mind and the senses. So, Krishna cannot be understood by the material senses, but he reveals himself through devotional service. So in order to encourage our devotional service, the Lord assumes, the Lord has his deity form, his archavigraha. The Lord incarnates in material elements. The material elements become pure, become spiritualized by manifesting the form of the Lord. So deity worship is a part of devotional service, worshipping the deity. It is not the process for this age, but it helps the process for this age. In order to chant the holy name purely, we need to also engage in deity worship. We have to do some archana. We have to worship the Lord as a person. So it helps us to perfect the quality, to improve the quality in our chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra when we worship the deity. If we don't worship the deity, then we become slack in our cleanliness and in our regulation. If we don't worship the deity, no need to wake up, no need to do to get up in the morning and like that, and no need to bath, no need to put clean cloth. But when you have to worship the deity, you know all of these things are important. Washing cloth every day, bathing, putting on fresh tilak, all of these things are very essential for deity worship. In order to do proper deity worship, you have to do these things. You have to wear the devotee dress as well. You cannot worship the deity in your jeans and your karmic clothes. You have to wear the proper dress to worship the deity. So this thing, all of the worship of the deity helps to purify our consciousness. It helps us to be regulated, and by worshipping the deity, then we also are reminded that God is a person. That's very important, to keep a personal understanding of who is God, who is Krishna. That God is a person, and we have a relationship with Him. So deity worship is also part of our devotional service. Everyone, in the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says, everyone from time to time should take turns to offer arti. Nobody should say, oh, I don't know, I never did arti, I don't know how to do it. Everyone should know how to offer arti properly. And from time to time, they should take turns to offer the arki. No one should be so slack and lazy that they never offer arti, they never do it. They never worship the deity, they never change, they never don't know how to serve the deity, they don't know how to make an offering. This is just laziness. Everyone should know how to do these things, and they should do them responsibly. So worship of the deity is recommended, although it's not the process for this age. The process for this age is chanting Hare Krishna. But still, we have to worship the deity also, in order to help to perfect our chanting of Hare Krishna. Deity worship will help us. So Prabhupada remarks how so many women are attracted to the form of the Lord. This verse is also describing about the women, how they went on the roof to see Krishna. So in the Prabhupada said, so in the same way, temples, often you get so many ladies coming, they all want to engage in the service of the Lord, to do something for Him. Women are generally pious. They generally have a good heart, better than men. They're usually a bit more religious minded than men. They're more simple hearted. So we see big crowds of people, just like in Dwarka. There's so many women, so many ladies, respectable ladies. And you know, it's described here how the women would go on the roof. And Prabhupada remarks how respectable women, they will keep their respectability by being distant from the men, by separation between the men and the women. It's not respectable for men and women to mix without restriction. That is low class. So this is the Vedic culture, is to separate the sexes. Even people may be married, but still, they don't need to mix so restricted, unrestrictedly in public places, especially in temples. There's a need to separate the sexes. Sometimes people say, what is this? They cannot understand the importance of these points. But these things are important. We need to separate the men and the women. People should mix without restriction. They have enough time in their own private lives, in their own homes, to mix. But when they come to the temple and in public places, it is not proper etiquette for men and women to be closely connected to each other. So these are some different points which are made here in this verse. In the modern times, people say men and women are equal. In China, of course, that is big propaganda, because in China people only can have one child. So many people they want to have a male child. But they make propaganda that, oh, it doesn't matter if you have a male or a boy or a girl, they're equal. Men and women are equal, they will say. So, this is artificial, of course. Women have to give birth to children. Men don't give birth to children. So, men can easily exploit women for their own advantage. And women are burdened in this way by men. So, according to the Vedic system, men and women are not equal. Another point is that the Dwarka was, there were many palaces. The people were not poor. There was a lot of wealth in the city of Dwarka. Yeah, we can just imagine how much wealth must have been there, that there was no power station, no electrical power station, but everything was lit by jewels. All of Krishna's palaces were lit by jewels, and all of Krishna's queens had so many jewels, their crowns and so many different ornaments. So Dwarka was a very, very opulent city. And Krishna, of course, had defeated many kings, and in the course of defeating many kings, he had acquired all of their wealth. So, you know, Dwarka was not a poor place. It was not no poor place. It was very opulent. Of course, that's one reason why people are looking for it. They want to find all the wealth, you see. When people go looking for things, like they went looking for ships in the bottom of the sea and everything, they want to get the wealth. They claim some of the valuables from these different things. So Prabhupada points out also about putting the deities, that the authorized acharyas, they know the science, so they all build temples and they install deities. And the purpose of these deities is to invite ordinary people that they can come and they can take part in these festivals. Just like 5,000 years ago, we may be thinking, we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and we're thinking, oh, so lucky, all the people of Dwarka, they could go and see the Krishna. But we can also go and see Krishna. We can go to the temple and see Krishna. And they have so many festivals also, especially on the festivals. That's a good time. And Prabhupada especially mentions two festivals. It's a Julan Yatra and Janmashtami. These are very big festivals. And you see, so different festivals, making festivals, this is a nice way to give people Krishna. And everyone likes festivals. So here's a nice festival. You come and see the deity, nicely decorated with nice ornaments and shringar and nice flower garland. And then everyone appreciates the beauty of the deity. Even in Hong Kong, we have our temple on the sixth floor, but still people will come in the morning, they will all come in the morning, they want to have darshan, they will come and see the deity. And like this, we know, people come. So many temples, they have that habit, that regulation. To go and see the deity. Prabhupada tells about one family in India, J.K. Singhania, J.K. group, J.K. Singhania in Kanpur. And they have a big temple of Krishna in their home. And it's a big family, a joint family. And everybody, all the members of the family, they all have to go to the temple every day and see the deity. And if they don't go to see the deity, then there's a fine. And they keep people to work. They have some brahmanas who do the deity worship, and the brahmanas keep a record of who's coming and who's not coming. And if some of them don't come, then the brahmana will get them. And later you will say, you did not come yesterday, you have not come for a few days. So then there's fine, and they all have to pay the fine for not coming to see the deity. So that is the system. Prabhupada tells about how religious some families are like that. Prabhupada said also about, he said, for us as devotees, he said, if we don't come for Mangal Arti, he said, then you should distribute one Krishna book. He said, that is the punishment, that is the atonement, proper atonement for not coming to the Mangal Arti, that you should distribute one Krishna book. So like this, it's important for us to develop an appreciation for these activities, to come and see the deity. And look at the deity and appreciate the the deity of the deity, the form of the Lord. Krishna possesses wonderful qualities, and one of these qualities of Krishna is his exquisite beauty. Krishna is so beautiful, his beauty attracts people all over the creation. And it is said, Jai Sri Sri Gonitai. It is said that when one day Krishna caught a glimpse of his own reflection on the marble floor. And when he saw his reflection, then he became stunned and he thought, who is this beautiful person? So Krishna was, even Krishna is surprised when he sees his own beauty. So this is the nature of the beauty of the Lord, that even Krishna himself is stunned by his own beauty. Of course, it's materialistic people, they are also sometimes, they're always thinking they look so nice. But this is perverted reflection. Actually, Krishna has six opulences, and one of these opulences is his beauty, his attractive features, which are so pleasing to everyone. Krishna is the dearmost lovable object. Everyone, we may love ourselves for some time, but that is a perverted reflection of our love for Krishna. Actually, the object we love more than anyone, than anything, is Krishna. But we have not understood that. We're still conditioned. We're still contaminated by ignorance, by illusion. But as we become pure, as we become purified, as our consciousness is purified, then we will understand more and more that actually it is only Krishna who we love. We have this eternal loving relationship with Krishna. So we want to develop that love more and more. Okay, so the deity can be made from different things, like can be made from earth or wood or stone, can be made from jewels also, can be paint. The deity can be made from these different elements, and these elements, when they are representing the form of the Lord, then these elements all become purified. Krishna enters into the deity at the request of his pure devotees. And in this way the deity becomes non-different from Krishna. Krishna is everywhere, he's in everything. But he's especially in the deity. Krishna's in this, Krishna's in that. But this is his impersonal feature. But in the deity, this is his personal feature. We don't feel love, we don't feel attracted to these objects of the material world. They're also Krishna's. Krishna's energy. There's Krishna the person and Krishna's energy. So these objects, we say they're also Krishna, yeah, they're Krishna's energy, manifestations of Krishna's energy. But there's the person Krishna also. Krishna is the possessor of energy. So there is Shakti and Shaktiman. Shaktiman, Krishna is the possessor of energy. So this is the deity, the Archa Vigraha. Krishna in the form of the deity is actually Krishna himself. We don't think of the deity as just being Krishna's energy, but we think of the deity as being Krishna himself. Non-different. Just as the holy name is Krishna, so also the deity is Krishna. The deity is none different from Krishna. So this is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So we have to understand the importance of deity worship. Everyone has to do some deity worship from time to time, take part, performing some worship of the Lord. It may be offering arti, or it may be simply attending the arti. Both is part of the deity worship process. You may come and see the arti. If you're not doing the arti, then we come and see the arti. Because arti means to receive the Lord. It is a process of receiving the Lord. So we have to come. I remember Prabhupada said he wanted everyone to come to the arti. When we do arti in the temple, he said everybody has to come. He said, because you're receiving the Lord. The Lord is coming. You have to receive Him. Just like if, you know, Guru is coming, you know, you should come and receive, you should come and welcome. In the same way, arti, when we perform arti, we are receiving them here to our center. So we have to come and receive them. This is only proper respect. So this is the proper understanding. We have to learn from here, from this Srimad Bhagavatam, how to properly receive the Lord. We're receiving the Lord every day when we offer arti. But if you come late, then it's not very good. The Lord has already come, and you come late. We're thinking, well, not so. No, but Krishna is actually there. We have to become more conscious that we want to receive Krishna nicely. And just like the ladies are all dressed, decorated, so when we come to arti, we should come properly dressed. You know, we put on tilak and like that. This is all part of the etiquette. We want to deal with Krishna in a personal way. If we deal with Krishna impersonally, then Krishna will deal with us impersonally. So we have to deal with Krishna in the proper manner, with respect. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam. Any question?
I was listening to, I think, a lecture by Rajiv Mahal. And he was saying, if you don't hear and chant properly, then the deities that have been given to us by our spiritual master, our authorities, might become a burden because we receive and have to do this in terms of ritualistic activity. In circumstances where the manpower is not enough, in circumstances where things like that, then you should, I mean, we should give more preference to hearing and chanting, right? And maybe not take up the responsibility of the meetings if the manpower and we are also not taking the work.
Yeah, well, we've kept the deity worship simple. No, we're not doing full deity worship.
No, I mean, not here, but in other places. I mean, if you want to bring the deities in our center.
Yeah, before you bring the deities, you have to have sufficient manpower to be able to maintain the worship. It shouldn't. Not that you bring the deities and create a burden for everybody. Yeah, before we bring the deities, there must be sufficient devotees. That's important. Not that we put the deity and then, oh, there's no devotee and there's nobody to worship, and then they have to stop and they have to reduce the offerings. And this has happened in some places. They brought so many deities, and then no devotees are there to worship them. So then they have to think of what to do, and they minimize the offerings, and they don't change the clothes regularly, like this. So it's offensive. So we must be very careful before putting the deity. And Prabhupada said, once a temple was opened, it shouldn't be closed. Deity worship has to be maintained. So we see many temples in India, they have problems. They have some old Brahmana is doing everything, and then there's no young people want to do it. Young people, they all want to go and be a computer programmer and work in the bank, like that. They don't want to be the Brahmana, they don't want to be the priest. They want to go and get a job in the factory.
So the picture we have is also a deity, right, Maharaj? But the standards for the worship of the pictures are, I mean, less compared to the Arts of Vigra itself.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, when you have a picture, you know, you can... Of course, some people worship pictures also very nicely. Some people also will dress, they'll put very nice decoration on the picture and everything, just like a dress. Yeah, some devotees are very good. And every day they'll put the garland on the picture, and they'll put also different ornaments and decorations on the picture. Yeah. So everything depends on consciousness. You know? You can worship very nicely. Everything, time, how much time and how much interest you have. Of course, you're trying to do book distribution and preaching, you have many other things to do. So, you know, sometimes when you get more people, then somebody may take an interest and they may want to put their attention on doing nice deity worship, worshipping the picture nicely. Yeah. There are not many people here, so you're limited what you can do. But in the future, you may get more people, so they can be engaged in that way. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam.